Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Amen. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. We want to welcome our listeners to the show, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. Amen. We want to welcome our new listeners to the show today. Amen. We're so glad that you're with us today. Amen. Our glory goes to God. Amen. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we also rejoice in it. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Ryle, who is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We are ministries without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Amen. If you would like to get connected, amen. If you would like to become a partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, you can contact Apostle at Apostle Yvonne Ryle. Her email address is yryle. ryell50@gmail.com, or you can connect with her on Facebook, Prophet Yvonne Ryle, and you can inbox her there. Amen. All glory goes to God. Hallelujah. If you have a prayer request, we are asking that you would please inbox those requests, Facebook, Elaine Jackson, or Voice of Truth on Facebook, or submit your prayer request on our website at botwmyoda.com, amen. And I will keep you in prayer, amen. Glory to God. We will do all of the announcements at the end of the service, amen. Glory be to God. And I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for another day. We thank you, Father God, for the healing and deliverance in the lives of your people all over the world. We pray for our sisters and brothers in Christ, oh, Father God. We pray a divine protection over their lives, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just ask that you would keep them covered under the blood. We pray that you would supply everything that they need, oh, God, and protect their families, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just give you praise and honor and glory for your word. We thank you for your word that brings forth healing and deliverance in the lives of your people, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to bless their souls. We ask you to bless them in a way, Father God, that they know that only God can do that. So we just give you praise for every blessing that's going to flow to every person under the sound of my voice, even now, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and glory, God, for even now, for every blessing that's coming for. Lord, we just said thank you for even now, God. We thank you, God, that you are God that's able to make a way out of no way, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter how bad it may be, we know that you are God that is able to do all things. There's nothing too impossible for you, oh God. And we give you praise for making a way out of no way, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed for us over 2,000 years ago that we might have life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for the blood that was shed for us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father. We pray for the sick and the shut-ins, oh Father God. We pray for healing and deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those who have lost loved ones. We pray for comfort, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to strengthen the body of Christ even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Let us come together as one, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Unify us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, all over the world, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We just give you praise and honor and glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we thank you for your holy word, your word, your word. We thank you for your word, Father. We thank you, Father, for loving us. We thank you for providing for us. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for your healing and deliverance power. We thank you for it even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just give you praise. We just give you honor. We just give you glory. Magnify your holy name in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody help me praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, because if it had not been for the Lord that was on our side, where would we be today? Glory be to God. If it had not been for him, he gave us another day. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody help me praise him. Glory be to God, for he's worthy of all of our praises. Amen. Glory be to God. All those things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus, we give him praise and honor and glory because they're going to come to pass. Glory be to God. Lord, we just thank you for your holy word. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm coming for my favorite book. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody help me praise him. I'm coming from the book of Exodus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I always give this testimony when I come to this book because when I began to preach the word of God, I always came out of Exodus. And the apostle, she would call me. She said, what you preaching? I said, Exodus. I preach out of Exodus all the time. I love this book of deliverance. Amen. But God is able to deliver. God is able to heal. Hallelujah. And that's a promise that he's able to deliver us. No matter what we're going through, glory be to God, he's able to deliver us. And I love this book because I know him as a deliverer. Glory be to God. He will deliver you if you really want to be delivered. Hallelujah. Somebody help me praise him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For he is a deliverer. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm going to be coming from Exodus, the 13th chapter. Amen. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 17, amen. Our glory goes to God, hallelujah. And the word of God reads, and it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, least prejourned the people repent when they see war, and they return to Egypt. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up, Parthos, out of the land of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had straightly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones away hence with you. And they took their journey from Sarkash and encamped in Etham in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. I want to encourage you in your own devotional time. If you can go back and read the entirety of this chapter and the chapters after, amen, glory be to God. It's a powerful word of God. This chapter shows the power of God, the power of his deliverance. Hallelujah, my God, hallelujah. So I want to encourage you to go back and read. And I'm kind of going to give you a kind of like a brief summary of how we got to this verse. God had sent forth Moses in the land, glory be to God, as the deliverer of the people of his people, amen. And Moses would be the deliverer that God would send forth into the land to tell Pharaoh to let the people go. Hallelujah. And after all of the signs and the wonders and the miracles that God performed in the land, glory be to God, Pharaoh let the people go. Hallelujah. And that's how we end up right here. The people that came out of the land of Egypt, they had received the many things and the riches of the people from Egypt. Amen. Glory be to God, because God has showed them favor there. Amen. So now, glory be to God, they are getting ready to go to the promised land. They're getting ready to go where God had promised them they would go. But the word of God tells us that God would lead them there. So the title of our message today is Through the Way of the Wilderness of the Red Sea. This is part one of it, amen. So we're going to talk about it today, and next week we're going to talk about it. Hallelujah. And it says that when Pharaoh let the people go, that God led them through the way of the land of the Philistines. Hallelujah. Did not lead them that way because it was the shorter way, but God took them through the wilderness. Amen. Glory be to God. So that they would not want to turn around. In other words, when it said that people wanted to repent, that means that they wanted to go back. They felt sorry. They wanted to go back to where they was. They didn't want to be in war. They didn't want to go through anything. Amen. And they rather to return back to Pharaoh and back to Egypt. Hallelujah, my God. They wanted to go back. Hallelujah. And many times in our lives, hallelujah, when God has delivered us from something. See, God has delivered the people out of Egypt, and they still had that mentality. They still wanted to go back to Egypt. And that's why God took them the long way. He took them through the wilderness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God. First of all, I believe to let them know that God is God and God is able to do what he says he can do. If I brought you out, glory be to God, I didn't bring you out to go back again. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So God would lead the people. He would lead the people through his Moses, who was the prophet, who would be the deliverer that was chosen by God. So you got to be chosen by God to be a leader. You got to be chosen by God. Hallelujah. Well, Moses was chosen by God and sent by God into the land. Glory be to God. Before Moses even got there, because see, God had already chosen him, so he was the people were already delivered before he already got there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because it's a spiritual thing. Glory be to God. It was time now, because the people had been in the land of bondage for 430 years. And some of us have been in the land of bondage. Some of us have been on a very hard taskmaster, just as the children of God had been in those days. Glory be to God. And it's time now for you to be delivered. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And you have to go through the way and come out the way that God has planned for you to come out. You can't come out on your own in your own way. Glory be to God. Because, see, the Bible just said unto us, glory be to God, that God did not lead them in the way or the short way, but he led them through the wilderness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God. He led them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But they had to follow the instructions of Moses, who was the prophet. Glory be to God. Who was the deliverer of the people. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Going through. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Many times we are going through. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But if we will follow God and follow his way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We don't want to follow God's way. Hallelujah. But they had to follow God's way, and they had to follow the instruction of the prophet. They had to follow the instructions of the leader. You got to follow the instruction of your leader. Glory be to God. Whatever ministry that you're under, glory be to God, you got to be obedient and follow that leader. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. See, God would lead them. Hallelujah. God never leaves his people alone. Hallelujah. He will never fail you. He's always with you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just as he was with the children of Israel, they had been in bondage for 430 years. It was time for them to come out. Well, nothing's going to hold them in that land. Glory be to God. When it is time for you to come out, glory be to God, yes, you had to go through the wilderness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God. But God did not allow you to go through the wilderness by yourself. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just like he did for the church. He said, I done heard you cry. God done heard you cry. Glory be to God. And it's time for you to come out of the land. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. It's not going to be in your time.
but it will be in the timing of God. Hallelujah, my God. Somebody get ready to come out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You can go ahead and give God the praise. Glory be to God. You can go ahead and give God the victory. Glory be to God, because you're coming out. Glory be to God. And you're coming out of the wilderness, and you're coming out of that land. Glory be to God. You're coming out in your right mind. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. My God. God led them through the wilderness. Glory be to God. We have to remember the word, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we have to believe in what it says. We have to stand on it. We have to trust in the Lord. We have to trust and know that God is God, and God is able to make a way out of no way. No matter what you're going through right now in your life, glory be to God. They was in bondage for 430 years. Now here they are again. God done brought them out of the land of bondage. He done brought them out of the house of bondage. He done brought them out. Now they are headed to the promise. You got to go through some stuff. Sometimes we have to go through some stuff because the anointing going to cause you. Glory be to God. And before you get that promise, you got to go through some stuff. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody help me praise the name of the Lord, because God is a deliverer. Glory be to God. Sometime in our lives, we can go through some stuff. Glory be to God. We don't know how we got there, how we end up in this place. How did we end down in this dry and wilderness place? How did we end up under these taskmasters? Oh, my God. How did we get there? But it don't matter how you got there, because God is going to lead you out of there. Glory be to God. Somebody help me praise the name of the Lord for your deliverance. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God. See, when God gave me this message, glory be to God, hallelujah, I was running through my house. Glory be to God, hallelujah, my God, because the message always hit the preacher first. Glory be to God, hallelujah. If it don't do nothing for me, it sure ain't going to do nothing for you. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Somebody help me praise the name of the Lord. God is a deliverer of his people. I don't care how long you've been in bondage. Hallelujah. Whatever your wilderness is, whether it's your finances, you're on a job with hard taskmasters, you're around evil doers, workers of iniquity, no matter where you are, God is going to bring you out. You're coming out. Glory be to God. You're coming out of that wilderness, and God is going to lead you to the place that he has you to go. But you've got to be willing to follow him. You've got to be willing to follow whoever the leader is that God has placed you under. You got to be willing to follow. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. You got to be willing to follow God. You got to be willing to take the instructions. Glory be to God. You got to be willing to wait. Glory be to God. We can't get in a hurry. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Nobody likes being in the wilderness. Nobody likes going through the wilderness. Glory be to God. But it's through the wilderness that God will lead you. Glory be to God, because you have to get the anointing. The anointing will cost you something. The anointing is going to cost you something. And you're going to have to go through the wilderness to get it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just think how long they were in bondage, but yet they still believed. Hallelujah. And God set forth to deliver. You know, when a prophet comes into your life, glory be to God, you're going to get delivered. If you receive the prophet, and if you believe in the prophet and you believe in God, hallelujah. You're going to get delivered. That prophet coming to land, yeah, it's going to be a change. If it's a true prophet of God, it's going to be some change. You're going to get delivered. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. But the Bible says, but God led the people about and through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. Hallelujah. And it tells us that the children of Israel, they went up. They were in a manner, orderly manner, and they was ready like an army. Just in, you know how you see soldiers and how you see them marching in an order, and it looks like everybody's foot is marching at the same time and their hands are moving at the same time. You can kind of imagine it being that way. They was ready. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God had brought them out. They had seen the power of God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. They had seen the wonderful powers of God. Hallelujah. He delivered them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. God will bring you through. Hallelujah. But you must be willing to follow. You got to be willing to follow. You got to go through. We don't want to go through nothing. Glory be to God. We don't want to go through nothing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If the ministry is going to be anointed, you want to go through something. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Don't matter how many degrees you got, religious degrees you have, Bible school, school of divinity, ain't got no anointing on it. You got to go through something. You got to go through the valley. You got to go through the wilderness. Glory be to God, because the anointing costs you something. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And God will lead you there, but he ain't going to leave you alone. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, my God. And he was leading his people. He didn't leave them alone. He supplied them with everything they needed. Even before Joseph had prophesied, you know, God is going to surely visit you. He's going to visit you guys. You are coming out. And I'm paraphrasing. You coming out. That's what he really was telling them. They may not have understood it when he said, God will surely visit you. God's going to visit somebody. Glory be to God. He's going to bring you out. Glory be to God for the glory of God. Hallelujah. God is going to bring you out for his glory. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And your enemy's going to know that it was God. They're going to know, oh, God must have been on their side. God must have been fighting for them. Ain't no way they could have came out of that. Ain't no way they could have came out of that wilderness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The hand of God had to be upon their lives. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But God visited them. Glory be to God. They was in bondage for 430 years, and he brought them out, and he led them through the wilderness. You're not in the wilderness by yourself. Glory be to God. It may seem like it. It may feel like it, but you're not. Glory be to God. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Let me give a testimony. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I know that God has delivered me. Hallelujah. I was going through something. Matter of fact, it was double. You know when you go through double, you know what that means, right? Glory be to God. Double the anointing. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But I was going through. I was in the wilderness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I was dealing with this thing, praying to God. Glory be to God. But I didn't know what it was, but I knew God knew what it was. Glory be to God. I can't even tell you what it is. Glory be to God. But God delivered me out of that. And then when I got to I was in the same place, but I was dealing with the same thing. Glory be to God. God, I'm telling you that God will lead you through the wilderness. That very thing that is meant to destroy you, that very thing that come to kill you, glory be to God. Hallelujah. God will deliver you from it for his glory. He ain't going to leave you alone. He didn't leave the children of Israel alone. He led them through the wilderness. Hallelujah. He led them through the wilderness of the Red Sea. Glory be to God. He led them. Glory be to God, my God, my God. What the Bible says, he gave them, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah. The Lord went before them. God is going before you. I don't care who they are. Hallelujah. I don't care how much power they think they got. God got all power in his hand. Glory be to God. They can do nothing to you no more than God allowed them to do. Glory be to God. They don't have no power. Glory be to God. All power belongs to God. Hallelujah. Somebody help me praise the name of the Lord, because the Lord went before them. Hallelujah. He gave them a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way. He led them. He gave them light in darkness. Glory be to God. Follow the light. Follow the true light. Glory be to God. You're in the wilderness. Follow the light of Jesus. Hallelujah. Follow his light. They were following him. They were following the light. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They were following him. We got to follow Jesus. We got to follow the things that are true. We got to follow the true light. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's not going to lead us in a place and not be there for us. Glory be to God. God will fight for his children. Glory be to God. My God, my God, my God. We got to follow the true light. We got to follow him. We got to follow his glorious light. Glory be to God. He gave them a light. Hallelujah. glory be to God, to lead them the way. He's trying to show us the way. Glory be to God. He's trying to lead them, but we're still trying to go the other way. Glory be to God. And God forbid if somebody raised up against us, we get ready to run because we're afraid. Hallelujah. We're afraid of what people are going to think if we come to God. We're afraid of what people are going to think if we let God lead us. Glory be to God. We're afraid. We want to take off and run. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If I, glory be to God. If you was in when I was in, you would want to run too. Glory be to God. I'm trusting in the Lord. Glory be to God. He's a deliverer. I'm a living witness that he is a deliverer. Glory be to God. Because I'm still here. And I'm in my right mind. Glory be to God. Because he led me in the darkness. Out of the darkness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It wasn't meant to destroy me. Glory be to God, but I'm still standing. Glory be to God in the name of the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because he led me. Glory be to God. I didn't come out on my own. People ask me that sometimes. You know, sometimes people will sit back and they'll watch you go through things, and they're looking for you to be strong. I had somebody ask me that one time. I said, well, one thing I can tell you is by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You think people don't know they see people wait for you to fall. But when you got God on your side, who can be against you? God led his people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. After Pharaoh had let the people go, God led them in the way that he had them to go. Hallelujah. He led them away while they were tripping and falling. See, some of us tripping and falling because we're not being led by the Spirit. We ain't been led by God. We ain't been led by the true Spirit. That's why we're tripping and falling. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's why we ended up in glory be to God. Hallelujah. Some of those places in wilderness, you don't have to be there. Hallelujah. But you're following your own self, your own will. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody help me praise the name of the Lord. But God led them through the wilderness. Hallelujah. Of the Red Sea. He was leading them through Moses. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You can't go wrong if God is leading you. If he's truly leading you, you can't go wrong. Hallelujah, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can't go back to what things used to be. We can't go back into those places that God has delivered us from. We just might not make it out if we go back when he done called us out of those places of destruction. He done called us out. We can't go back. Glory be to God. There's danger there when you go back. You know, that's why he took them the long way, because he knew that they were going to get afraid and want to turn around and go back to Egypt. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. After they were saying all the things that God had done and all the things that he had, all the miracles that he had performed, they were ready to go back. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They were ready to turn around and go back. Go back to either, go back to bondage. How crazy is that? Hallelujah. They want to go back into bondage. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When God has delivered. God had delivered them and brought them out. He didn't bring them out empty-handed. Glory be to God. Now he's leading them to the promised land. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But he led them through the wilderness. And they was in the wilderness for a long time. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But God was leading them. He took care of them in the wilderness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He took care of them. He didn't let the enemy get close to them. Glory be to God. Your enemies can't get close to you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They just want you to think that he. Glory be to God. They want you to think they got power. They got no power. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They want you to think it, though. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. If God let you down, man, he's going to bring you out of there. Glory be to God. You're going to come out, and you ain't coming out by yourself. There's a mofo coming out with you. Glory be to God, because that's why you were really sick. You don't even know how you got down there. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God made some prophets down in some land. Glory be to God. God made some prophets down in the wilderness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know you were one. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But he done made some prophets, a true prophet down in the land, down in the wilderness where the snakes and the scorpions are. Glory be to God. Do you know those people were out in the wilderness where the snakes and the scorpions were? Briars and thorns and dry. But God took care of them. He led them. Let God lead you all the way. Glory be to God. Let him lead you. Will you let God lead you? Will you wait? Will you wait on the Lord? Will you let him help you? Hallelujah. Because he will tell you exactly when it's time to come out. He'll tell you the date. I'm a living witness that it week. He'll tell you the exact date. Glory be to God. Because when he delivered me, he told me the exact date. And it was so. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. That's all so a little crazy. Glory be to God. But God delivered me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has a plan. But we got to be able to follow him. Follow his lead. When he's leading us. He's leading us to safety. Glory be to God. He's leading us around the traps of the enemy. Glory be to God. It don't matter about you being in the wilderness. God sees and knows all things. God will lead you through the wilderness. Glory be to God. He will bring you out. I'm a living witness that he is. I'm a living testimony that he is. He's a deliverer. When God says the Lord is, when David said the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want, you don't want nothing. He leading him. Besides, God is leading you. But you got to be able to follow. He's ordering your steps. Glory be to God. I know it don't feel good in the wilderness. No, it don't. Mm-mm. Lord knows it don't. Glory be to God. But he's getting you ready. Glory be to God. He's getting ready. Now, I don't know what God has promised you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I know that you won't be destroyed. Hallelujah. My God, my God. The children of Israel were not destroyed. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God brought them out. And they believed that God was going to send forth the deliverer in the land. He was going to send forth. He sent forth Moses, who was a prophet. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. To bring them out. Hallelujah. He sent Moses to Pharaoh to say, let my people go. That's how we end up in this chapter. Glory be to God. Because Moses went in there with that rod. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God always equipped his leaders. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He gets you ready. He gets you ready where? In the wilderness. He gets you ready where? In the wilderness. Glory be to God. He leads you to the wilderness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because that's where the anointing is going to come from, down in the wilderness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God. My God. Somebody help me praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he's able to lead us and guide us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I'm a living witness. Hallelujah. That he will do it. Hallelujah. And when God leads you, hallelujah. And when God brings you out, glory be to God. He don't lead. He, everything works smooth as butter. It just fall into place. Everything just fall into place. When God is leading you and guiding you through the wilderness, you have to trust him. Even though you can't understand it, glory be to God, you got to have the faith to believe, even in the wilderness, that God got you. He got you. Glory be to God. Even in the wilderness, when you're traveling through, just remember, that ain't your place to stay. You're just traveling through. Don't make that your home because that ain't your home. Glory be to God. You're just traveling it through. You're just going through the wilderness. Follow the light. Follow the true light of Jesus. Because you're coming out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You won't sit there to stay. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. No devil in hell can keep you there. Glory be to God. See, we got to realize that when God sent forth the deliverer in the land, glory be to God, Pharaoh couldn't hold those people in the land. God had already sent the deliverer. It was already done. Glory be to God. He couldn't hold him in there. Glory be to God, because God knows just what to touch to make your enemy lead you along. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God. He knows just what to touch to make him leave you alone. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to praise him. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. God will lead you through the wilderness. You're probably going, Lord, how I got right here. I said the same thing. Glory be to God. I said the same thing. Lord, hallelujah, how I got right here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You better get in the Word of God. Start praying. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Start praying. Start reading your Word. Start talking to God. Hallelujah. Because true deliverance only come through God. So whatever you're going through in the wilderness, he's the only one that can deliver you out of it, and you'll never do it again. You'll never have a taste on your mouth or alcohol, drugs, whatever it is. Whatever you're going through in the wilderness, he's able to deliver you from it, and you'll never have that desire again. He can do it in a moment of a second. Just like that. Hallelujah, my God. Hallelujah. He's able to lead you in the wilderness if you would just call on him. Glory be to God. He's able to deliver you in the wilderness. Hallelujah. The Word of God just said that God led them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He was leading them what? He wasn't telling them to go back. They were trying to go back. Glory be to God. We trying to go back. Stop it. Glory be to God. God did not deliver you to go back. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He didn't deliver you to go back. Hallelujah. He delivered you to go forth. Hallelujah. And to believe and to have faith in him. If he brought you out, glory be to God, he already has a plan. Hallelujah. It's not your plan. You need to set your will aside and say, Lord, let your will be done in my life. Not my will, Lord, but your will. Let it be done. Hallelujah. You got to let it go. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I just tell you, God will bring you through the wilderness. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm a living witness for the Lord, the living God, that God will deliver you. Hallelujah. And he'll take all of that you went through in the wilderness. Hallelujah. Man, everybody may not believe it. If I told the people what I've been through, glory be to God, they wouldn't believe it. They wouldn't even believe it. But they don't know my story. See, everybody don't know your story. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You know what's inside your book. Glory be to God. They don't know. But God knows. He knows what you've been through. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Everybody don't know your story. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They're on the outside looking in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Can't nobody steal your testimony once you get one. Glory be to God. Don't let the devil steal your testimony. He'll try to do it. I've seen him try to do it. He'll try to steal your testimony. When you're trying to tell somebody, you know, God brought me out and he delivered me out of the wilderness. Glory be to God. He made a way out of no way from that devil will try to steal your testimony. Don't let the devil steal your testimony. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You keep telling people about Jesus. You keep telling people about what God has done. You keep telling people, be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. He delivered them and he led them in the night. He led them in the day. Glory be to God. And he kept them divided from the enemy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. God is able to make away. Hallelujah. He's always gone before in the wilderness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's always there for us. He will never fail us. He said, well, I will never leave you nor forsake you, no matter where you are in your life. Glory be to God. I will never leave you. I see all things. I know all things. I see all things. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I'm able to lead you and guide you if you will follow. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We got to follow him. Glory be to God. And when we're in the wilderness, glory be to God, don't try to be. We try to get out on our own. Glory be to God. And we just make a mess of things. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But if you do it and allow God to lead you, you will lead in the right way. Hallelujah. You'll lead with integrity. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So wait on God, because he will lead you through the wilderness. You will have a testimony. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And he will not leave you. Glory be to God. He won't leave you. He didn't leave them, and he won't leave you. Glory be to God, my God. Hallelujah. You said that he provided. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. Glory be to God. God is going before you, and he's going to lead you and guide you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I just want to thank God for his holy word. Hallelujah. Next week we're going to come back to the next chapter, chapter 14, because the scripture says that God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And the Spirit of God is going to truly speak next Sunday. Glory be to God. Get ready for his word. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because he's going to speak. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. So we're going to start next week in chapter 14. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I got to praise. I got to praise for the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We just thank God for his holy word. Amen. Glory be to God. We want to give the invitation, amen. If you don't know Christ, glory be to God, if you're not saved, if you're a backslider, glory be to God, we want to, for those who do not know Christ, we want to give you the invitation to come to Christ and to get to know Christ as your personal Savior, amen. Hallelujah. If you don't know him, if you will say this prayer with me, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer and honestly repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible believing church. Get your Bible and begin to read it and develop your relationship with God. You can leave me a message on Facebook, Elaine Jackson. You can also leave a message with my leader, Prophetess Yvonne Ryle. Amen. You can just tell her you were listening to the show on Sunday. Amen. And you gave your life to Christ. Amen. Also, if you are a backslider, glory be to God. And hallelujah. And you have strayed away, glory be to God. God, word that he's ever married to the backslider, glory be to God. It's time now to get right with God. It's time now to come back to your first love. Amen. Hallelujah. We all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. It's time now to come back unto your first love. Amen. And rededicate and commit your life unto the Father. Amen. Glory be to God. If you have done that, amen, if you could just inbox Apostle Prophet Yvonne Ryle or Pastor Joseph Ryle, amen, glory be to God, on Facebook, glory be to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, they will get back with you, just telling you was listening to the show, Voice of Truth, amen, and you have rededicated your life, and you need some leadership. You need somebody to lead you, glory be to God, hallelujah, my God, my God. So we just thank God for each and every soul. We thank God for every backslider that has came back unto the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. If you have a prayer request, as we said earlier, if you could just inbox back to me. Amen. Glory be to God on Facebook, Elaine Jackson, or Voice of Truth, or submit it on my website, botwm@yo.com. And I will keep you in prayer, and I will get back with you. Amen. Glory be to God. Just have some general announcements. Amen. Glory be to God. We do hope and pray that you tune in to Prophetic Corner today. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. From 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. The hour of power with the prophetess Martha Williams, Pathetic Corner Ministry, amen, a powerful woman of God, amen, glory be to God. We want to encourage you to get connected to her ministry, amen. She's a true prophet of God, a powerful woman of God, always come with an on-time word, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah, my God. You want a prophet in your life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You got to believe the prophet. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you to get connected to Pathetic Corner. Amen. She is the first half of the hour of power. We come on every Sunday. Hallelujah. We do an hour each Sunday. Every Sunday. She does the first half and I do the second hour. Amen. I'm Ministry Lane. Glory be to God. The Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, amen, and I'm on from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we want to encourage you to get connected to these ministries under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne, amen, glory be to God. We are ministries without walls, amen, glory be to God. So you can listen anytime and anywhere, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You can listen at home. You can listen in a department store. Wherever you are, you can receive the word of God if you truly want the word of God. Amen. And we have something going on all the time that you may get the word of God. Hallelujah. We need the word. Hallelujah. We need the word of God. Hallelujah. So we want to encourage you to get connected to Pathetic Corner. Amen. Hallelujah. And Voice of Truth, amen, we want to encourage you to get connected and stay connected, amen, to the hour of power, amen. Then on Monday we have Moment Spirit, amen, hosted by Minister Michelle Wilson, amen. It's a two-minute clip that will jumpstart your week off with the word of God, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. I want to encourage you to get it, glory be to God, hallelujah. You can receive it by email or text of your choice, amen. And if you would like to receive the Moment in the Spirit, amen, if you can contact Apostle at the information that I gave you earlier, and you will be truly blessed. It's always an on-time word, amen. So we have something for you on Monday that will carry you the rest of the week, amen. Glory be to God. Then on Tuesday night, we have One Word from the Lord with your host, Apostle, Prophet Yvonne, and Pastor Joseph Ryle at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I need a word from the Lord. Amen. And they always come with a powerful word. Amen. Glory be to God. And I want to encourage you, if you missed it last week, glory be to God, go back and listen to the show on last Tuesday night about divine favor. It will bless you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But we want to encourage you to get connected because that is a word from the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. So you don't want to miss out what God is doing. Amen. So get connected and stay connected. Amen. Glory be to God. Then on Wednesday, we have Midweek Manna with your host, Minister Sheila Leverick. Amen. Hallelujah. This is also a two-minute clip. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Right now, they're doing the armor. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You can receive it every Wednesday for an offering of $25 or more. Amen. Glory be to God. If you would like to receive that, if you could contact Apostle at the information that I gave you early for an offering of $25 or more. Amen. Glory be to God. You will be truly blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. We got something for you on Wednesday night. Hallelujah. So we just ask you to get connected and stay connected. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because this will bless your soul. Truly, it will bless your soul. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God. Then on Saturday, we have Faith Come by Hearing Ministries with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askews. Amen. Why Radio, Faith Come by Hearing Ministry. You want to be a part. Glory be to God, powerful woman of God, a praying woman of God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We want to encourage you to get connected. This is a praying woman. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. She can get a prayer up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, you want to be a part of what God is doing with the WOW team. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We just thank God
for his word. Hallelujah. Tune in next week, glory be to God, so that you can hear the part two of what God's going to say. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, he's going to sing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We're going to go ahead and do the benediction and get out of here. Glory be to God. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to resist you falling before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Glory be to God. Have a blessed week. God loves you, and we love you too, here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Amen.